Hello, is Tevin?
Hi, Tevin. Good morning. It's Honey.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi. Everything's good. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, that is good to hear. So I've been, yes, I'm actually calling to go ahead and do the first test call with you. So we will be like doing an update in regards to the account, what are the pending items and what we have completed so far. This should take about 15 to 20 minutes. Is this a good time now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, all right, what we're going to do is we are going to be checking on your account progress. And then I'm going to go ahead and walk you through on your client dashboard if you have, like, any questions about it. And we will also talk about your website.
Okay.
All right. So first, we just recently had your Google listing verified. So our team is already working on your optimization, which means we are actually checking for all the information must be accurate on the back end, and we'll start to strategize, apply the strategies that we see that would actually work for your account. Now, in the next 45 to 60 days, you should be we should be able to see that the account would be ranking well. So part of it is that we wanted to make sure that you will continue to collect reviews. Later, I will show you on how to start collecting the reviews on your dashboard. So we will help you with the process there. I do see you have actually 22 reviews already, and this is actually great. So we wanted to make sure that we keep on continuing on collecting these reviews.
Okay.
All right. And then next is that for your Google Verified campaign, let me check here. Yes, so for the Google Verified campaign, the background check has been, since the GBP verification or the Google listing is already verified, so we will go ahead and start working on connecting that one to the Google Verified campaign. And I also see that their application has been submitted already, so thank you so much for completing that. Our team will start working on creating your Google Verified account. And then if there's any pending item on that one, I will go ahead and contact you so that we can complete it as soon as possible. And then for your Facebook ads campaign, let me see. We actually – where is that? Sorry. Oh, there you go. For Facebook ads, we started the ads campaign on March 10. So currently, it is still it is already trying to go ahead and generate. Please, have you had the chance to check on your dashboard to check on the campaign for the Facebook ads?
Yeah, it hasn't been working. I think it's just because the Facebook profile is weak, or like. I don't know. It's just the lead that it hasn't been working at all. The Facebook, probably zero leads.
I tried to check your in. We see that there is one call that was generated. This was actually before when we, because currently the call to action, let me see your call to action right now. It is form filled. So did you get a form? Did you get a lead from it? Did you receive like an email?
I really can't remember. Probably a while ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we ever went and did a job from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the profile is not. It has only 20 followers, so people don't really see it. Also, I don't know. People are a little bit iffy about work sometimes from Facebook. But some things that work, but maybe it has to be marketplace. I'm not quite sure, but it's a good shot. Just at the beginning, we didn't have very good photos. Mm-hmm. I know the campaign was out there, but the photos we posted were like very bad quality, and they're not very good looking photos. So I think that's another reason why it didn't kind of work. But for the next one, we can be better prepared, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you could go ahead and send us more photos, I'll have our team review so that we can update it with better photos for you. I'll also have them re-optimize this one just to check its performance as well. So far, I see that there's one, actually one called two leads, so I'll have them recheck on that one, and then I'll go ahead and let you know once we have finished the optimization, so hope it should help with generating us with more leads. And then... and the photos as well, yeah, so we can go ahead and update that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I think there was a lead. I think I remember Fargo, there was one, but they're like from a different state. They're like from Ohio or something.
From different states. It's actually normal to go ahead and get you. Please know you should be expecting some of the leads may actually come from like far. That's how Google, Facebook actually tries to run the ads. Because when we start the ads, it will go ahead and like undergo a learning phase. So it will try to strategize as well, try to market the business on other locations and see how it would actually work. But as I should be, in the following month, we should be able to see great improvements on that one after it has improved its learning phase.
Yes.
And then for the website, so let me check here. I know there should be a schedule with Darian. Let me see. So they did have a call already, but I will have to check with my team what the conversation was. She might have missed. Because I don't see the notes. I see there was a conversation, but I couldn't find the notes. So we'll check with our website team what's the current progress on that one, okay? And then hopefully they were able to discuss with the changes that's needed. Also, I did follow up with Darian already with regards to the photos and videos that we will use. Since you mentioned that she has good photos and videos about the campaign, so I already asked her before about that. We're just waiting for her to send us over the images and videos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then for the dashboard, have you had the chance to check on your dashboard, the local splash dashboard?
Yeah, I've been checking.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like any questions about it?
No, it's pretty straightforward. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like that we have a different number there, and we can have that voice message thing. I just I need more exposure on Google, so I'm working on getting more reviews and everything like that.
Mhm. Yeah, don't worry. Once we actually kickstart the Google Verified campaign, that would really help you gain visibility and be visible to your customers. So hopefully we can have that one completed as soon as possible. Anyway, I will continue to monitor this one and then get back to you if there's any pending items that will hold up the application. But hopefully everything should be fine. Once that actually kickstarts, that would really help you with the lead generation because it puts you on the top of the page and customers get to see you right away.
Yeah, and I've been uploading a lot of pictures to Google and kind of other ones, and I have a lot of stuff on Instagram that can be nice. But yeah, I've been trying to get more stuff. I've been updating it myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everything just has started kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
It will. It's Easter here, so this season will start kicking up.
Yes, certainly. Especially when we do the Google Verified Iron, you would really see the big difference. I've handled many accounts wherein they have Google Verified campaign. It's something that we really suggest clients in having because that would really help you with the lead generation. I have a client wherein I just monitor the Because we do monitoring on your account. So, for example, the campaign ads, the campaign runs, and we check on the leads. So when we see that there's a very low volume, we try to go. Monitor this morning. Hello? And hello.
Oh, I just cut off for a second. Oh. I hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yes, we had clients that. He's like very happy. He was, she was both husband and wife. I speak with the wife always. That she is very happy. Like their phone is like ringing nonstop. So I was like, okay, that is really the advantage of having the Google Verified campaign. It really helps. So yeah, hopefully we will be experiencing that as well soon on your account. So good thing that the application has been submitted already. And yeah, I think that would be all. Oh, just a quick reminder because I wanted to go ahead and walk you through on how to collect reviews. Have you checked that section in the reviews tab wherein there is like a request review button?
Yeah, I've been using. I got like 10 reviews deleted already. Uh-huh. So I got a lot of reviews deleted. I use that link for some people. And mm-hmm. I think I read Google flags as if you try to get one more than one review, they kind of like delete it. They say it's not real or like it's same IP address or something like that. So mm-hmm. yeah, but pretty familiar with it now. I'm just mm-hmm. trying to get more reviews because that's the name of the game, pretty much reviews.
Yeah, reviews really helps in the map section. That really helps. So yes, continue collecting reviews and sending us fresh photos. Now, if ever you wanted to upload photos on your Google listing, you may send it over to us. And then, because what happens is that if you send it to us, all the listings that we manage for you will be updated as well. So they will have fresh photos as well.
I think like a week and a half ago, I put a few photos, which should have been better. And I upload them through the local splash app.
Dashboard. Okay, that is good. I'll ask your team to check on that one so that we can work on the better pictures to use for the Facebook ads campaign as well. And then lastly, yes, just a quick reminder because since your Google listing is already verified, you should be getting more calls because your online presence will also boost. Now, it will actually result to different types of calls. It could be service requests, calls, or competitors, and along with others. Now, any solicitor call or a text message maybe from companies that would be claiming from Google or companies that would tell you like there's an issue with their Google listing and you just have to pay them and then they can go ahead and fix it. Please know that these are scam calls. It could be Townsquare or Oli. They will be requesting extra money for you to verify or complete your Google listing. Now, please know it's already verified. And if ever there's an issue, for example, if you're suspended or any problem, please contact us because we have access to the listing and we manage it for you. So we'll be the one to go ahead and first know if there's any problem and have it fixed. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And was that the one that cost like $800?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
Was that the one, the highly paid one, where it was like $800 start?
For the Google Verified, that will actually be collected to you only after application has been approved by Google. So we
and
don't collect
guys?
It.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's not going to be like an automatic charge of $800 to start doing the Google Verified because that one's kind of more expensive. Like,
initially, we will bill you, but that's what we call the activation budget. So that means you actually have money that is stored there to be used for your Google Verified campaign. And what happens is that at the end of the month, for example, you only get, let's just say you only got 2 leads. So we will only bill you 2 leads to just to replenish your activation budget. Now, the reason we actually have this one, it's because, the leads are being billed at the end of the month. Now, say, for example, let's just say you decided to cancel at the first week. So, and there are leads that are being charged already by Google. So at the end of the month, we will go ahead and review that one. So we will check how much leads are actually being charged for you. And then we can figure out how much money that is left for you.
Yeah, because I spend a lot of money on Thumbtack already. Mm-hmm. And if Google just comes with some, like, bad leads, because I already had that experience, you know how it is. Some people are just looking, they don't like it, there's some random people. Because a lot of random people press on Google. I don't know if it's just worth it spending all the money right away. Mm. So please check with me before any activation fee. I know I paid the $250 for the application, but that's fine. At least we're verified, but for a verified lead, just don't start them right away or charge anything. And also, when is my next start for you guys coming up for Local Splash?
Let me see here. Next billing for $299 will be tomorrow, April 22nd. Oh, sorry, April 2nd.
April 2nd. And
Is
that going to include, again, $100 for Facebook, or that's just a fee for you guys?
Oh, that already includes the Facebook ads.
Yeah, but I was just thinking if we'll give it a try again, but if the Facebook ads doesn't work, it's all mine, we can just put that $100 towards something else, or just don't do it, because I might just end up being a waste of money. I'm just trying to be, can you hold for a second? I'm just trying to get a coffee, sorry.
Oh, sure, no problem.
Take it.
All right.